Just days before the U.S. election, Osama bin Laden is showing his face for the first time in more than a year. A new bin Laden videotape has surfaced. It was broadcast this evening by Al Jazeera, the Arab satellite TV channel based in Qatar.
أيها الشعب الأمريكي، حديثي هذا لكم عن الطريقة المثلى لتجنب منهات أخرى.
In the tape, bin Laden addresses the American people directly. The tape appears to have been made recently. Bin Laden refers indirectly to the American presidential campaign. NPR's Mike Schuster is following the story and joins us. Mike, it sounds like this tape is much more specific about the attacks of September 11th than previous tapes from Osama bin Laden.
It's more specific about those attacks and also more specific about addressing the American public and talking about U.S. policies and bin Laden's view of them. It might be fair to call this talk to the American people the best way to avoid another Manhattan. Bin Laden said that he first thought of attacking the towers in the United States after 1982, when Israel invaded Lebanon, and the United States, in his view, supported that invasion. And he said that Bush is misleading the American people since the September 11 attacks. He said that despite entering the fourth year after September 11th, Bush is still deceiving you, referring to the American people, and hiding the truth from you. And therefore, the reasons are still there, he said, to repeat what happened. He said, your security is not in the hands of Kerry or Bush or al-Qaeda. Your security is in your own hands. To the U.S. people, bin Laden said, my talk is to you about the best way to avoid another disaster. I tell you, security is an important element of human life, and free people do not give up their security. Each state that does not mess with our security has naturally guaranteed its own security. So bin Laden seems to be emphasizing that he is at war with the United States because of U.S. policies, and the American public needs to know about that in his view.
And specifically mentions the president's actions after the first plane had hit the World Trade Center tower.
Well, this is a little puzzling, Melissa, and I'm not sure what to make of it all. He referred sarcastically to the fact that President Bush stayed in that classroom in Florida when he first got news of the first attack. And bin Laden seems to be implying that that gave the attackers, the hijackers in the other planes, much more time to carry out their attacks. He seems to be saying that he expected a more prompt response, military response, from the United States, and therefore that the attacks were more successful, he seems to be saying, than he initially expected.
What can you tell us about bin Laden's appearance and any sense of where this tape was made?
Well, I don't think we can say anything about where the tape was made. It seems to be indoors against a plain brown background. He's standing up tall. He looks healthy. He doesn't shake. His voice doesn't waver. He seems to be in good health and in control of himself. Beyond that, I'm not sure that the tape gives us any hints at all.
And no way of knowing when the tape was made, but the release coming just so close to the election, does it appear that he's trying to influence the U.S. election?
It's hard to say. He does refer to the upcoming election. He does make reference to John Kerry as well. He refers sarcastically to President Bush. But at least at first blush, it's hard to say whether he's actually trying to influence the election or not.
Okay, NPR's Mike Schuster. Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.